upbringing. What was the mindset you were raised with? Is it the glass half full or glass half empty type of life? Maybe you were raised in a family where you often heard something repeated like, we can't afford it. You might have asked, can I get this or can I get that? But if you're constantly told we can't afford it, then what can happen when you actually do have money to afford things? You might think that even though money's not tight anymore, you can't afford it. I have a friend like that who is very tight with money, even though he makes like $50,000 a month in passive income from rental properties. He has told me that he really wants to live on the water, but he just won't sell his house. Even though he has tons of money in the bank, he feels like he can't afford to live in a bigger house on the water. So he has a mindset of not being able to afford it, even though he can. When he grew up, money was always a problem. His parents were always fighting about money, and they ended up getting a divorce. He always heard his family screaming about money, screaming about mom not having the money to pay bills. He got to a point where he said, you know, I don't ever want money to be a problem. And this work ethic matched his desire. He said he never wanted to be in a place where he was fighting about that ever again. You have to ask yourself at some point, do I want to think and eat like an intuitively thin person, or do I want to be in bondage for the rest of my life? Personally, I remember going to my aunt's house. She died from breast cancer, but I remember going to her house and she had some really good shampoo and really good running shoes and really good products. And you know, I lived in a middle-class home and I remember thinking, I don't want to use Pantene shampoo anymore. Like, my hair is so much better using nicer products. And I remember saying, I want to be able to afford nicer products. I want to have expensive running shoes that won't hurt my feet and make it easier to run. Another mindset I had is thinking that when I'm sad, food is going to make me feel better. When I was young and I was having a bad day, my mom would say, oh, you've had a bad day, and would take me to the frozen yogurt shop. So my mom trained me. When I was sad, her first reaction was to take me for frozen yogurt or shopping. So those are some of the mindsets that I have to work on now. To say I'm having a bad day, but I don't need to go into my snack drawer and have a snack. I have to remind myself that I'm only using food as physical fuel for my body now, not for comfort or as a psychological crutch.